Blog Talk Radio.
God is to you, Lord.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Greetings, everyone. Kings, queens, gods, and goddesses. You are tuning in to the Inner Awakening Radio Show. I'm your host, Goddess T.
And I'm your host, 7 Point Road with Eliwa.
Today is the day of love, but we call it the Goddess of Love Day. Today we have two guests. Our first guest is Coach K, and she will be talking to us about relationships, sex magic, and living the poly life.
I have a question. What is the...
All right, so we do have a question for our guest, but our second guest is going to be Datreon from True God Company. So after this song, we will be on with Coach K, the erotic relationship coach. Here is Janae Aiko featuring Miguel and Future, Happiness Over Everything.
Got to see you, Suter.
I'm here.
Yeah, what did you say? I didn't hear you.
Oh, you didn't hear me? Oh, I was ready for the song for Janae Aiko.
These red roses, damn, they turn to ashes. If I keep it real, you won't understand it. These dirty blouses got your mind damaged. I walk a million miles to see you.
I hope she don't think that I think that she's some kind of hoe. Some kind of hoe. I don't care. That just lets me know that she knows what she wants. Yeah. Baby, I won't judge. No, 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 no.
Free, free, free.
I want
yeah.
Your off in my knees. I've been thinking about you since we met at No IDs. If you're free tonight, I think that you should come see me.
God is T7 Roll, you back long.
All right, all right. That was Janae Aiko featuring Miguel and Future, Happiness Over Everything. I like that song. So we are back, and I have our guest, Coach K, on the line. Can we put her through?
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Happy Valentine's Day or Love Love Day or whatever you call it.
Yes, Goddess of Love Day.
Yes.
We're not going to tell the real reason behind Valentine's Day. We're going to have to leave that for another show.
But you're right. That's why I'm like, Happy Love Love Day.
Right. Exactly. I kind of switched it up. No problem. Well, thank you for coming to the show.
Well, thank you for having me.
No problem. So first things first, I want you to tell the listeners what your background is.
Okay, well, I am Coach K. Chase. I'm an erotic relationship coach, and I run K. Chase Erotic Coaching. And what we do is we center helping women who are Black, Indigenous, women of color, STEM bodies, kind of get out of the shame and the guilt of being pleasurable and having erotic and luxurious, pleasurable, sexual, erotic experiences. And
ooh.
I want that. We have, as Black women, as Indigenous women, as other women of color, we know the least about our bodies. We know the least about how
right.
to bring them pleasure, and we feel the least safe in pleasurable experiences. And I want to break the chains of that. So that's what I do.
Right. Nice. Okay. Well, I want to talk about the poly life because I feel a lot of people are misconstrued. Like they think, ooh, mm-hmm. a poly life, that's like a threesome. So
right.
I really want you to explain that it's not a threesome. Can you really give some insight about the lifestyle?
Okay. So there are many ways to what is essentially ethical non-monogamy. So ethical non-monogamy means that we are not, you know, monogamous and that we are ethical. We're above board with what we do. The basis of what we do is consent. Everybody is supposed to consent to. So when I hear people say, well, you're probably in a polyamorous relationship and just don't know it, no, you're being cheated on. It's not sex.
Right.
you can have an open relationship, which is what most people think polyamorous is. You can have a relationship
right.
where you are free to be sexually non-monogamous. But the difference in polyamory is that we are in committed multiple relationships. So when people are like, well, why don't you just be single? Well, no, I don't want to be single. I want to be
right.
in multiple loving, committed relationships. We have to maintain boundaries, and we may have to maintain love, and we struggle, and we go through things, and our partners get on our nerves, and we experience heartbreak and the whole nine that monogamous
right.
people do. We do it with multiple partners.
Thing. I actually was talking to, you know, my fiance. I was like, you know, I've always been interested in that life, and I just really
mm-hmm.
didn't know how to go about it. I'm very open. You know, I feel like I'm open
mm-hmm.
to try new things, but we go back and forth about
mm-hmm.
it, like, maybe that would be cool to try it, and maybe not so much. So we're kind of on a fence
right.
about it. So,
I
don't know, but it's not for everybody,
not,
you know.
No, absolutely not. And it's not something to dive into. I always say if you want to be ethically non-monogamous, that's something you try. But if you want to be polyamorous,
right.
that's something you are.
Okay.
You know, I've known that, you know, since I was in high school, that monogamy didn't make sense to me. That doesn't mean it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to me that there's got to be
right.
this one person in the world to put my everything on. That's a lot of pressure on one person. You know, it's just a lot. And to make them responsible for my erotic and romantic happiness, one person, I'd rather not do that. I'd rather
right.
not do that. Don't do that to me.
Okay.
And I don't want to do it to you.
Well, we have another question for you. Actually, my co-host would like to ask you something.
What is sex magic?
I beg your pardon?
What is sex magic that you
what
do?
What is sex magic?
Yes.
Well, sex magic is about taking the most powerful energy that we have in our bodies, and that is our erotic energy. Our erotic energy makes up about, I would say, about 80% of what we do. In our womb space, in our sacral space, we create life, we create ideas, we birth the world in our creative and sacral and erotic sexual space. So when we do sex magic, we manifest. It's like, as think of sex as being a prayer. I learned that from my mentor, Mrs. Amina Peterson, that sex is a prayer. And when you pray, you manifest. You manifest to the Most High. So sex is a prayer. When you are in sex, you manifest what you want. You dream what you want. You pray what you want. You ask the universe for what you want at the most pinnacle moment. And that doesn't have to be orgasm. That just has to be at the pinnacle of whatever your pleasure point is.
Hmm. Interesting. Ooh. Well, you know what? I think we are going to take a caller, if there's anybody on that
okay.
would like to ask some questions. So why don't we take a caller?
Sure.
All right. We got 215-799, you're live.
Are you
219-799, you liar.
Well, maybe they got shy.
All right, we got another one. 470-436, you liar.
Y'all got to know your phone numbers.
470-436. All right, let's try another one.
I guess.
We
all
got
right.
352-398. You're live.
I guess everybody forgot their phone number.
I guess.
Okay, let me scream.
Well, we just
see what's going on.
we just gonna
it's
keep
okay.
on talking.
That's fine.
Okay, so I have a question for you. So if somebody wants
sure.
relationship, you know, or you're coaching, how do they go
mm-hmm.
about that? Like, what, you know, to get in touch with you, how do we go about that, and what is a typical session like?
Okay, so they go on my website, which is www.coachkchase.com. The first thing that they're going to see is that you can book what is called a discovery session with me. But I always say, go through the website, go through my bio, understand what it is that I do, understand my background, because I don't want anybody to jump into something where they haven't been able to verify that the person has a background in what it is you're trying to do or that would help you feel safe. So I always say, check my background. Check what it is I do. I give a list of all my certifications, all my degrees, all of my education. And then you book what is called a discovery session. And we take 15, 20, 30 minutes, however long you need. And we talk about what you feel like you need coaching for. And a lot
oh.
of times, we walk through the whole thing because, again, I want to make sure that what your issue is or what your challenge is compatible for what my skill set is. I don't want you to be like, you know, I'm having a problem with, sex anxiety, and that's not what I do. I'm just throwing
yeah.
it out there. So we talk about, you know, what it is you're having an issue with and whether or not I'm compatible. And then I suggest a program. I have four different programs. I have what is called individual love-based coaching because I am interested in not only the relationship that you have with your partner, but your relationship with yourself. So you can come to me as an individual. You can also come to me as a couple or a polyamorous family and do love coaching. You can also come to me for individual erotic, and this is where like the sex and the eroticism, you can come to me as an individual or you can come to me as a couple or a polyamorous family. And we just decide how long you're going to work with me in terms of weeks, and how long are you going to work with me in terms of time? because on average, I see my clients for about an hour out of a day. But some clients run over, and I don't want to have to keep on, you know, undulating the time. So you're like, okay, well, let's do an hour and a half. Maybe you need 2 hours. If you bring to me three people, I need everybody to feel comfortable and safe and witness. So they do that, and then we pay for the sessions, and then we go. I don't say you pay me for the session. You invest in yourself. So you make the investment, and we go from there. We meet once a week for however long you need and whatever services you may need. You may need, before COVID, you may need hands-on, touching, loving, somatic work to get back in touch and get back comfortable with somebody, with you touching your body under expert watch, meaning I'm not, you know, I won't touch you, but I will guide you through how to touch you without flinching and really get into your body, diving deep. Maybe we do meditation, or maybe I have to put my hands on you. And it's a loving, completely professional thing where you have to get kind of comfortable where somebody else is touching you and you don't flinch from the touch, and just kind of learn how you physically love on your body and physically affirm yourself so that you feel safe in the space and you feel safe in the body. Could be a number of things that we have to do, but that's what we talk about in the discovery session.
I love that. And are your sessions because of COVID, or is that something that you have to do over the phone or virtually? How does that work?
Yeah, we do it virtually or over the phone. It depends. Some of my clients are shy and they don't want to be seen. They just want to be heard, and that's fine. We can deal with them over the phone. Some want to see me. Some want me to see them. So we do virtual Zoom or Skype or, you know, FaceTime, whatever you feel comfortable in doing. And though most coaching isn't bound by HIPAA, because I have a background in psychology and I'm working on becoming a doctor of psych, I bound myself by HIPAA. So everything is confidential. I'm well aware of what HIPAA is. I did post-graduate study in couples therapy under marriage, family, and therapy. So I'm aware of what the HIPAA laws are, and I bound myself by them. So nobody has to worry about nobody getting anything leaked, no names getting leaked, none of that.
Right. I like that. I like that. Well, you know what? We are going to play another song, and then we will be right back with Coach K. And this is LL Cool J. Love You Better.
This is for my number one. This is hard to say. I want to make sure I go about this in the right way. Cause lately I've been busy a lot, and I know you don't feel appreciated and whatnot. I used to tell you that your hair looks fly, kiss you slow and stare in your eyes. Now I talk real foul and slick. Every other sentence is you make me sick. Back in the days I was your number one pick. Now your heart's half broken and that's hard to fix. I had to dig deep inside myself, cause I can't see you bouncing with somebody else. It's a long journey back to the place we was, when I was too embarrassed to admit I was in love. And you was my good girl that wouldn't give it up. I can't let her self-destruct.
Baby, smile today, cause I've been imagining a way. I'm gonna love you better.
When I think about the things we did, and I think about you having my kids, and I think about us sharing a crib, losing all that, God forbid. You deserve flowers and candy, the simple things, in addition to the SLs, baguettes and rings. Instead, I walk around like I'm a king, and having you ain't nothing but a thing. I even stopped telling you the loving was good, too busy fronting in the hood. Baby girl, hold me tight, don't ever let go. I'ma do it real gentle, baby, nice and slow.
One more chance, baby, and don't say no, cause I got another side to show. Some say love is painful, it helps you grow. Well, it's time for the pain to go, you know?
Well, baby, smile today, yeah. Cause I've been imagining already.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna love you better.
I love you
do
better, baby.
You seem to see it too, just when you think there's nothing else I can do.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna love you better.
Do you think I meant to hurt you?
No.
Do you think I meant to hurt you? So let's laugh together, cry together. God willing, we gon' die together. Do you think I meant to hurt you?
No.
Do you think I meant to hurt you?
No.
So let's laugh together, cry together. God willing, we gon' die together. It's a brand new me, a brand new you, a brand new day. Sky so blue. Hold my hand while I walk with you. Sit on my lap, let me talk to you. No more games, calling you foul names. Acting like females is all the same. I'm gonna love you better, my mentality changed. From this day forward, I'll never be the same. I'ma rub your lower back, share my dreams. I love you, let me show you what I mean. Give you the deepest love a girl ever seen. Watch you sleep so peaceful and serene. A toast to the queen, you're back in my life. But this time I'ma do it right. Trust me, from the bottom of my heart, nothing's gonna tear us apart. I promise.
Baby, smile today, cause I've been imagining always. I'm gonna love you better. In your dreams, you'll see it too. Just when you think there's nothing else I can do. I'm gonna love you better.
God is peace, seven roll. Coach K, you back live.
All right.
Hey, love me some LL Cool J.
Hey.
I love that video. Okay, so I have one more question for you, and then we're going to take another caller. Do you have any advice? Do you have any advice for those who seek a partner for the poly life? Like, how do you go about it?
I say just be up. It's so hard. It's as simple and as complicated as being upfront. That for me, I think it's nothing worse than trying to take somebody's choice away from them when it comes to what they want in a relationship. So I'm clear upfront about not being monogamous, and clear upfront about it not being a phase. It's not being something I tried. It's not something I'm going to, I'm not in a phase. I'm not going to love you once you throw that thing on me. I don't know how graphic y'all get on the show, but there have been plenty of men who are like, oh yeah, throw this thing on her. She'll choose monogamy. Sir, you'll just be a really, really good, and I don't want to say just like that's not anything, but you will only be a really, really good sex partner. And I'm still going to be polyamorous. So, you know, first, be upfront. Do your research. There are plenty of books on it. I have More Than Two, The Ethical Slut. And those are just the ones. I'm in a different room than my library, of course. You know, and there are all kinds of, you know, clubhouses out there. There are so many polyamorous, you know, groups on Clubhouse. There are some on Facebook. And, you know, trust your gut. If it don't feel right, it's probably not right. And learn effective communication. Because a lot of people are like, communicate, communicate, communicate. Damn that. Effective communication. Know how to talk to your partner and have your partner know how to talk to you. You know, one of the things that I tell my partners is you can't tell me we need to talk about something and then we talk about it at a later time. No, 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 no. You will not have me deal with anxiety all day.
Right.
You will tell me what we need to talk about now.
Now. Not
or,
later.
You know, just come to me and say, hey, you know, I'm really going to talk to you about something. Are you free? And let me say, you know, no, I can't swing it right now, but is it an emergency? You know, and just understand between jealousy and envy, because I don't think we understand the two. Jealousy says that I want what they have and I don't want them to have it too. Envy says I like what they have and I'd like to have it as well. And I know a lot of envy happens with partners, you know, where it's like,
right.
Well, you're spending all this time with her and I would like to spend time with you too. And that, you know, builds up and trauma lives in the body. Jealousy lives in the body. All of that lives. You're not going to have me addicted. So, you know, effective communication, research, don't take yourself or anything too seriously. You know, just take your time. Date like you would if you were monogamous. You know,
right.
And, you know, your other partner is not a plaything. They're not a toy. They're not that thing that you do when you're bored with your partner. I know a lot of, you know, couples get into this and then they enact couple privilege. No, sir, you will not.
okay.
Where she's, you know, quote unquote, above me. No, you won't. She has different priorities than I do. She has different priorities in your life than she does, but you will not rank her above me and then say you love me. No, no.
That's important.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, be clear about what you want.
Good advice.
515-661.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Midwest Matthew, calling from Des Moines, Iowa. How's it going?
Going great.
Yeah.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good. So I don't think I've ever called into the show before. This is a it's like a metaphysical show.
If you would like to say so. We're a lot of things on this show. It's really about the inner awakening. So you tune into the show, you'll see what kind of topics that we discuss, and it gets pretty deep. Let's just say that.
Yeah, gotcha. Because OMF Posse, he has a different show. I think he sent me a flyer for this one. That's why I said metaphysical. I thought he said something like that.
Well, welcome.
Yeah, well, I was just listening in, and I was just calling to promote myself. I do music, musician out of the Midwest. So that's fine with you. I'll just go ahead and shout out my pages and whatnot.
Sure.
So Midwest Matthew from Des Moines, Iowa. On Instagram, it's the Midwest Matthew. I've been doing some virtual performances. You'll see that on my Instagram. And also, I released an album back in August, 25 songs, kind of on some, I do some conscious hip hop. So I probably kind of, some of the stuff you guys might talk about, but 25 songs on my newest album called Are You Doggone Serious? Available on all platforms.
Okay. Definitely. Send me over some of your music and we can play it on the next show.
Okay, cool. What's you guys' page on? Do you have an Instagram that I can follow?
I do. Yes. The Inner Awakening Radio Show, and that's on Instagram and on Facebook.
All right.
It's also on the flyer as well. Okay.
All right, got it. All right, thanks. Thanks for letting me promote.
All right, no problem. Have a good day.
All right, you too. See you.
Cool.
Yeah, so some people like to try to, you know, they like to promote their music and stuff like that. So we always take callers for that, or they might have a question for you or for me. But yeah, so that's yeah. It's our first show. I'm actually I was with Blackout Radio 4 years ago, so that was the Goddess Fashion and Entertainment radio show. So if my listeners are listening, yes, I'm the same Goddess T from 4 years ago. I decided to bless you guys with my presence again. But so this is nothing new to me. We just have a new show name, that's all. All right. Well, we are going to play the next song, and
okay.
Our next song is
My next song will be First the Bomb On from 7.1 with Belly Rock.
AJ got slapped.
We'll bomb on you motherfuckers. Right side. Don't fuck around with
police will bomb on you, motherfucker.
First the bomb, the fucker real.
Don't fuck around with real G's, will bomb on you.
I'm real thug, motherfucker like me.
Don't fuck around with real G's, will bomb on you, motherfucker.
First the bomb, the fucker real.
Don't fuck around with real G's, will
bomb on you. Don't put your ass bomb, motherfucker, rep with me. Fucker with the wrong one, I'm a made man. Have a whole new tactic, gameplay. Pay attention what you did, you don't understand. You made me a god, coming back in the end. Retaliation like a motherfucking for revenge. A living nightmare, thug nigga, come again. I turned out to be a motherfucking problem. The only thing I was raised up in Harlem. I so real with my AR-15. Make you duck when I hop, we can see me. I real lead, throw a superstar threat. Get your ass slipping, take your motherfucking breath. I'm the first to bomb.
Don't fuck around with real G's, we'll bomb on you, motherfucker.
First to bomb, the fucker real.
Don't fuck around with real G's, we'll bomb on you, motherfucker.
I'm real thug, motherfucking like me.
Don't fuck around with real G's, we'll bomb on you, motherfucker.
First to bomb, the fucker real.
Don't fuck around with real G's, we'll bomb on you, motherfucker.
Making my enemies rich, that should've killed me. If a night terror that you miss, if you see me. Dog Nation never did it, head did me wrong. Looking for me, one day got to break it on, left the world, and I died on death row. We turned out the hitman, slipping point, bro. Prepare for the income, yeah, he will come. I'm making every run if you motherfuckers run. I metamorph into a beast on a full moon, and transform it to a god if I don't sue. I don't forget a deal, say, don't let it go. I have a hit list, make your ass lay low. First the bomb.
Don't fuck around with real G's, we'll bomb on you, motherfuckers.
First the bomb, the fucker real.
Don't fuck around with real G's, we'll bomb on you,
motherfuckers. I'm real thug, motherfucking like me.
Don't fuck around with real G's, we'll bomb on you, motherfuckers.
First the bomb, the fucker real.
Don't fuck around with real G's, we'll bomb on you, motherfuckers.
Goddess T, you back live with Coach K, 7-0.
All right. Sounds good. All right. So, Coach K, we have our other guest coming onto the show, but I just wanted to thank you again for coming on. I really appreciate it. Very insightful.
Oh, it was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And can you let us know what your social media is so we can follow you?
Sure. You can follow me across every platform on Twitter, Instagram, Clubhouse, TikTok, Snapchat, I believe, as Sex Coach K Chase. On Facebook, I'm Coach K Chase 1, because they funny about the word sex.
Oh.
So, yeah, just about everywhere you can find me as Sex Coach K Chase.
All right. That's cool.
So Facebook, they
that.
Funny, so I'm Coach K Chase 1.
Okay, well, I will definitely follow you, and we will have to definitely do this again.
All right.
But I'm sorry that we ran out of time, but I would love to speak to you more. And again, you are more than welcome to stay on to listen to the next guest or go about your day.
Okay.
But I will be in touch with you after the show. Thanks again.
Okay, great. Thank you. No worries. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So do we have our second guest, Datreon, on the line?
Oh, yes. I'm right here.
All right. Greetings. How are you?
Grand Rising. I'm Unet. It's always a pleasure speaking with you. It's my greatest honor.
I appreciate that. So, well, let's tell everybody here what you do.
So I actually distribute or produce and distribute CMOS. The Crispus condens algae that Dr. Sebi used to treat AIDS, cancer, diabetes. I make it fresh, naturally, organically. And I try to do my best to, you know, promote more yoga, more plant-based diets, and more things surrounding that to build this next generation to a more healthy, more prosperous lifestyle, and show everybody else, all our brothers and sisters are still stuck in their ways, and show them that there's better ways to live, you know. Indigenous way is beautiful as well.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, bro has a question for you.
Tell us, what is the benefits of CMOS?
So with the benefits of CMOS, you can supply yourself with more magnesium, copper, potassium, carbon, oxygen. It has 92 minerals out of the 102 that the body needs to sustain itself. So in a lot of the serious case in America, a lot of the indigenous or the copper-colored people, we don't supply ourselves with enough nutrition, enough minerals with this everyday junk food. Jesus don't provide, or they did not thrive in the human body. You know, cake, ice cream, that doesn't do it. What we really need to do is stick towards the natural way, the fruits, the vegetables, the grains like quinoa, wild rice, the ones that the stuff that our indigenous ancestors are using. Those are necessary and beautiful for the human body. And sea algae that I distribute, the scientific name is Chrysis conjus, but the sea moss actually does a really great job of acting as a dietary supplement, as a skincare product, and as a hair scan product because of the 92 minerals inside. It's so powerful, so beautiful.
That's a lot of minerals just in one jar, huh?
Fight or get rid of any viruses of any secret or sickness in any form type of way?
Well, it actually gets rid of anemia, 5G blast. It actually gets rid of mucus, congested mucus throughout the body. And the infamous Dr. Sebi himself used sea moss along with a plant-based diet and fat, lots of fasting. You have to fast the toxins and acidity out your body. And then he used the plant-based diet or sea moss to replenish the minerals and the nutrients that the body needs. And that's why he has cured lupus, AIDS, you know, sickle cell, arthritis. He's cured multiple diseases, and no one talks about this. So everybody wants you to, you know, go get the prescriptions, go get these drugs that are not natural. So every time we take them, we're in more pain than when we came to these doctors. So, you know. You know,
that's very true. It's already, we need to be healthier, that's for sure, for 2021.
Right.
It's not easy.
Oh, yeah,
but
yeah. Yeah, it's not easy at all. It took me about 6 months to turn even vegan. And even then, vegan is not even all that healthy, to be honest.
Really?
I've been vegan for about 6 years, and it's honestly really hard for no reason, because you got all these vegan restaurants and these vegan Impossible Beyond Meat burgers. That stuff is funded by Bill Gates, and there's not anything in an Impossible burger that will, you know, do good to the human body. It has so many chemicals and so many artificial ingredients that to replicate that meat texture, but that all those artificial ingredients and chemicals are not good for the human body. So I say it's best to stay raw or alkaline or somewhat close to Dr. Sebi's diet. That's just fresh vegetables, fresh fruits, you know. That soy and stuff is not good for our people. Mm-hmm. So it's important, like, pardon me, brother, I didn't mean to cut you off.
Go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, I like to use this example. My shirt, my jeans, my, you know, my Timberlands, they're vegan, right? You know, there's no meat or cheese in them. But if I eat them, will it do me any good, you know? And the Impossible Burger, I feel like that has way worse ingredients than my shirt. Like, that stuff's not good at all.
That's not good at all.
True.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter what your diet is. Don't let nobody try to tell you what to do or tell you what to eat. You know, I mean, I'm gonna tell anybody, you know, just eat more fruits and vegetables, and you know, try to stay away from meat. But that's a hard journey for everybody. So as long as you take your time and don't let nobody rush you with it. No, you should be good. You'll be fine. The universe, your ancestors got your back. And then there's a divine timing for everyone and every place and everything. So don't worry about that. Just be happy. Right. Really.
What were you going to say, Sutton Rowe?
I was going to say, what he's doing is keeping Dr. Sebi's legacy alive and also the ingredients to, you know, where this is a sequel. And that's what we need in the world, you know, for all of us. A sequel of everyone doing great things. Until you continue on through us, what we can do, and that's what he's doing.
That's amazing. So, how did you get started in wanting to make sea moss?
Me and my lady, we were expecting our firstborn on my birthday, so I was just looking for alternatives to prenatals because I bought the prenatals myself, and I looked at the ingredients. Yeah, corn syrup, red 40. Like corn syrup has nothing to do, you know, has no business inside the human body for creating greatness and divine capacity that we are capable of. the corn syrup does not do any good, or, you know, or does not do anything to assist in that progression. Red 40, that's used in cleaning supplies and makeup as a, just an artificial, you know, color. But then preservatives, like, that stuff's not good at all. And it has other ingredients that prenatals, that these prenatals have. So I was looking online, and I was studying the prenatal, the sea moss is the best prenatal. It's 10 times stronger than any prenatal because of what it does
wow.
to, for the body. And, but it works on pregnant women, even if you're not pregnant. It works. It works on anybody that's normal. You know, it's, if you don't have anything, it'll boost your immune system. It is so good. I don't understand why they didn't teach me this in school. They didn't teach me at least something close to this to help me replenish the cells in my body. How do I cure myself? You know, but they don't want you to teach this. They don't want to teach us this. So they want us to be stupid and dependent on them.
Yeah,
it's a $1 million company. Yes.
Yeah, it's $1 billion company, and they'll take out anybody in their way, in my opinion. Like, they don't care.
Yes.
You know, they
yes.
they're here to make money. You're worth more sick than you are alive and healthy.
Oh, absolutely.
Period.
Oh. Right, right.
I mean,
I always thought it's the perfect plan. Mm-hmm. It's the perfect plan, though. You can't be mad at them, because they could just come in my house and shoot up everybody, or they could just give us prescriptions, so... Either way, we're going to die, but at least they can make money off of us, you know. So it's a perfect plan to them, really. I can't even be mad at them. It's smart. And if they're not telling us and making us dependent on them and their weak services.
Right.
But as long as we just stay together, you know, we stay together, stay positive and more open-minded, but in a positive manner. Go outside, get more raw, get more sun in, make sure we all sun-gaze too. And then just, you know, eat more fruits and vegetables, I think we'll be good. So a lot of our people are starting to wake up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to get healthy over here ourselves. And we tried a jar of your sea moss, and I added some
yes.
smoothies.
How'd you like it?
For the little ones, you know. So we definitely support you.
Yes.
And I love what you're doing. I love what you're doing trying to educate our people,
yes.
you know, to choose a healthy lifestyle of eating. But why don't we go ahead
yes.
and why don't we take a caller?
Oh, cool. That sounds nice.
All right. So, caller, we have 248-506. We lost.
Why is my foot fetish causing erectile dysfunction? Hey, what's up, guys? My name is Dustin Wolf, and today I'm going to answer a very popular question, and you're going to laugh, okay? It's, why... is my foot fetish causing erectile dysfunction? It's f***ing crazy, right? It's nuts. Well, guess what?
That's interesting. Okay.
Don't want to try another caller?
Yeah. Foot fetish.
919-791.
Well, yeah, this is Poopop Center Jackson. How y'all doing today?
Hey.
Doing good. How are you?
Y'all can find me at Poopop Center Jackson on Spotify, TUPASTINA Jackson. Poopop Center to you on SoundCloud. Poopop Center Jackson on YouTube. And I'm also a part of Blackout Radio. And y'all check me out.
Okay, for sure. Do you have any questions?
No, not right now.
Okay, just checking out the show?
Yeah, I'm just tuning in, listening to the show.
All right, sounds good.
Some love.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah. You're welcome. Yeah, have a good day.
You too.
All right.
We'll take one more caller.
Yeah, it's important that we all sit together and show support to each other's business, too. That's how we create
Absolutely.
Our own economy and stop relying on everybody else. If we can just all rely on each other, that would be the great game, and that would be the game changer. You know, I make CMOS, but we need somebody that does toilet paper. We need somebody that does school supplies. We need somebody with school institution ideas. I'm tired of these institutions that don't even treat us. Teach us our real history, you know.
They sure don't. You got to teach your own kids real real black history at the end of the day, because these schools are definitely not going to give it to you. Even on a college professor level, I know a professor, and they told her, do not, you know, include everything about the history, like the true facts. Like, this is something that they don't want you to know, you know. So we have to do research, and we have to teach our children and our loved ones, you know, we just have to do it for ourselves. That's why I always try to post things for Black History Month, and not only Black History Month, shout out to Black History Month, but not only that, I like to also, you know, talk about inventors that no one's ever heard of. And I like to talk about these things throughout the year. It's not just about Black history.
Right. And that's what we're supposed to do. The Black History Month, too, is so weird because, like, why are y'all making give us a month, and then y'all give us the shortest month? You know what I'm saying? This is our land. This is our planet, damn near. So I want the whole year, you know? So, which is why I celebrate Black History Month, but you can catch me in December, November, still repping Black History Month anytime, any day. You know, it's Black history all the time. That's the real history. That's our story. And then he got his story that he teaches in school. When you look at the school systems, I'm starting to think like the school system is just like the hospitals. That's all for poor people. I'm going to be participating in a home birth in a few months from now.
Right.
However, I'm realizing that like a lot of well-off people, a lot of people with higher income usually participate in a home birth compared to going to the hospital. I believe it's big label as a poor people thing. If you're poor, you send your child to school. If you're rich, you don't have private schools, or you have a private home schooler, you know, saying you have something. You don't go to no doctor, you know, you have your own expensive doctor. It's all a poor thing, which is why they teach us poor history and poor social studies and poor math, poor everything. That's what
that's
I'm
why
starting
it's so
to
important
realize.
To buy books for your kids as well, you know, that you have a little one on the way. Start getting those, you know, Black history books and stories.
Oh,
You know, I just bought a Kwanzaa book for my twins, and they're 7.
Okay.
And, you know, I just like to, you know, teach them about traditions, and it's not always about the American way and the way Europeans do it. We got to get back to our roots. We got to get back to our history, you know.
Right. There's a lot of African system history that we're rich of. We were here on this land before them, so we have a lot of history, rich. We have a lot of enriched history deep in this land. And then, you know, there's people in China. You know, that's our people. You know, well, that was our people. I don't know what's going on now, but a lot of that history that they celebrate, that's all, you know, that's all very similar to the African things that we do. So it's really important that we stop, you know, taking our information from Caucasians just from the system. We can't be taking our information from them. We need to be our own source of information. Mm-hmm. But we're getting up now, though. Everything's going good. Everybody got their own business. That's great. You know what I'm saying? You see more people getting together, doing smart things. Like, this world is really starting to flip around. We just got to keep going, keep that pushing.
It's just all about, you know, everybody needs to support one another. We don't need to be hating. Right. We do enough fighting. Like, I feel like, you know, we're like the only group that can't stick together, and I find that really sad. I mean, kudos to everybody who actually does support Black business and actually really, you know, keeps us together and supports one another. I'm all for it. You know, I always try to support. I just went to the hair store today and I bought a new product. I'm gonna try Carol's Daughters, so I'm gonna try that shampoo.
Oh, there you go.
I like to support Black business, you know.
Yeah, and it's just, and I believe it's in a lot of the. It's just in our world and in the land. It's just so much emphasis that makes us want to fight each other, and makes us not want to sit with each other. You know, every time we come together, we're doing something nice. It's something that always tries to divide us, because that's where we're the weakest. There's no way we can fall when we stand together, but they're always constantly stuff to divide us and create arguments and unloyalty and things like that, even in relationships. It's so much. I'm tired of this land, to be honest. I'm tired of living on this land, especially with my relationship. There's just so much stress, so much bills, like bills coming up out of nowhere, and always
like you live to pay bills.
Yeah, man. We live to pay bills, so it can stress me out, so I can stress my lady out, and now we got something. We always have something to argue about. We can never just sit down quietly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I can, but you know, I'm just tired of like. Man, I want to get my own item or something. I'm sick of y'all always in my face trying to make somebody argue. right, the argument, right, right. You know, and but that's just the way the system's set up, though. If they can have it set up like that and keep us arguing and stupid, then they're winning. And then they're just big, fat, eating good, eating real good while we're just sitting there stressed, depressed, and giving them money. So that's just the way they want
it. Just like
you know, they want to be sad.
Right? Look, mm-hmm. Check this out, Deidre. Why is it that if I go to, you know, Sprouts and I want to eat healthy, it's going to cost me more than I go to Walmart and go buy a bunch of junk food? It's the price of healthy food versus junk food and healthy restaurants versus non-healthy restaurants. It's like you can't win for nothing.
Oh yes, absolutely. If I wasn't on this diet that I was, I'd save so much money. It was ridiculous, you know. But it's weird how this land forces you to invest in your wealth. Like you know, like I shouldn't have to invest my money in the wealth. I should be able to complain. You know what I'm saying? And that's a big thing that's wrong with our people. We don't know how to plan. We need to learn how to plan. Stop depending on these people for our foods and produce and other sources of, you know, food. You know, we need this should be easy. Planning and harvesting crops, this should be easy to us. But we over here have no idea, looking at YouTube videos, you know, and there's no I'm not supposed to get a job so I can go to the store and they can give me, you know, and then I'm basically taking care of myself. I'm using that store to take care of myself. I should be able to just do it in my own backyard, you know.
Right.
But and it's just so hard. They make it so hard though. It shouldn't have to be this difficult, you know, to sustain your life and sustain your kingdom. But it's not impossible, though. You know, as long as we stay together, stay positive, really, and just, you know, and just really thank your ancestors, take a moment to thank your ancestors, take a moment to thank Ra, what rises and sets on us every day. You know what I'm saying? When that day when nobody got us, Ra, the sun, Tommy, Sama, El Sol, Marduk, rises on us every day. When one person don't got us, raw, always got us with ether energy. So important that we make these things, you know, proceed with gratitude in our heart, we'll be all right.
You know that's right. Well, can you tell everybody where to find your product? How do we go about purchasing some of the sea moss with all those minerals that's good for your system? Can you tell us where to find you?
Oh, so in anywhere in your local state, you should be able to just Google sea moss and then see what comes up. But if you're in Las Vegas, if you're in Las Vegas, I do deliveries. If you have Instagram, you're looking to try my sea moss, which is also infused with elderberry, bladderwack, burdock root, or whatever herb that that is necessary for your body to heal. I will infuse the sea moss tonight, and I'll ship as well. I do 2-day shipping. You can find me on Instagram right now. I don't have the website up right now, but keep following up with my Instagram and my website, which should be up within the next 3 weeks. But yeah, feel free. Hit me up on Instagram, True God Co. Inquire, hit me in the DMs, inquire about the sea moss, about the flavors.
We'll take a caller. We'll take a caller.
Oh, pardon me? Oh, okay.
Oh, we're going to take a caller.
Okay, cool.
443-527.
Hello, it's your girl, Royal Crush Keisha.
Hey, girl.
Hello,
salutations.
How are you guys doing today?
We're doing good.
Magnificent. It's a blessed day. How was your day?
It's good. It's definitely a good day.
Yeah, it's blessing. The Rob Ross is strong today.
Well, I missed a lot of the show, so I was just calling to promote.
Okay. No problem.
But, you know, my show, the Royal Crush Takeover Radio Show, runs on the same Blackout Network. And, you know, this Thursday we have Fleetwood from the Cotton Pickers who will be interviewing him, you know, on the show.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But is your guest an artist?
No. No, he actually sells T-Moss.
Yeah, well, I am an artist and an active healing. You know, feel free to hit my Instagram, True God Co. I'll give you a follow back. Just hit me with any questions regarding nutritional health, holistic nutrition, mineral balance, sea moss flavors, or whatever disease you're fighting. You know, we can help you get through all that. I'm helping somebody right now get through anemia, They live on the east side of Vegas. The niece has anemia, but I gave them a flavor called Banana Whack, and it's currently helping her heal. She doesn't think she feels less cold, and the doctor said that she has more blood vessels or getting warm, and she's good for recovery. But yeah, that's if you want to say I'm an artist, I'd say I'm an artist in the act of healing.
An artist in healing.
Okay, I can dig that. I definitely can.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. More energy, everything. Sex booster.
That's
excuse
right.
me, great tonic. Yeah, anything. CMOS does a lot. It's all about the herbs, too. You know, it's a very important that we drink tea, infuse with certain herbs. Our people are masters of that. Yeah, we stopped doing that. We only let the Asians and the Mexicans do it. Some of them are people in there, and they're doing great by continuing that legacy. And we also need to go do something and invest our time in more healthy activities, such as making tea for the body. You know, when you rise in the morning, you need to have warm water. Mm-hmm. The tea is important.
I love
tea.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Tea is great.
I'm definitely going to check you out.
All right, definitely. Look, you can hit me up at Royal Crush Keisha, or ENT
okay.
Crush on Twitter, or Royal Crush
okay.
ENT on IG.
Okay, cool.
All right, well, y'all have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. You too. You're welcome.
We're ready for the next caller.
646-673. Hey, what's going on, you guys? I'm a first-time caller from New York City. I'm a distributor. I promote energy drinks. My name is Sean Feld of Essex Energy Drinks. Just calling to see how you guys doing today.
What's good, brother?
What's going on, Sean?
How you doing? Yeah, I was told by your show by my man for OMS Posse. I used to be on his show to promote my drinks also, so I just called to wish you guys well. Just want to promote real quick also, I've been on a lot of the shows in the past of Blackout Radio, especially the last call of Real Crush Keisha. I was on her guest in the past for my energy drinks. Just wanted to say that I've been distributed 10 years, and it's a good product.
Nice.
It tastes better than Munster and Red Bull. So I'm going to give you my social media sites real quick, if that's okay.
Okay. Sure thing.
Okay. You can Google Sean Felder, Essex Energy Drinks, and you can check me out on Facebook, Sean Felder, Twitter, Sean Felder, Instagram, Felder Sean 494. And you can check me out on YouTube, Sean Felder, Essex Promotions. I just did a Thursday YouTube interview with Dee Dee Walker. She's a radio host from Greensboro, North Carolina. She also modeled for me in the past. I'm sponsoring your show. You can check out that interview I did Thursday on YouTube. Just look up Dee Dee Walker, and I'm going to be doing a show in April in New York with DTF Radio, Vero G. She's a lovely Hispanic model and radio host. You can check that out on social media. So, like I said, I'm just putting the product out there. I did shows in the past with Blackout Radio, and just check me out.
We will make sure we definitely do that. And I want to thank you for calling into our show, but we only have 2 more minutes left. We're on every second and fourth Sunday. So
okay.
Make sure to call back.
I sure will. And you guys have a happy Valentine's Day if you wish somebody. If not, again, happy Valentine's Day. Y'all take care.
All right. You take care.
Thank you, brother.
Okay. Well, Daytrion, I wanted to thank you for calling into the show today. And we enjoyed this interview with both of our guests. And I will speak to you and follow up with you sometime this week. And thank you for tuning in. We are going to leave you guys with New Edition for the Lovebirds. I'm still in love with you. I'm your host, Goddess T.
And this is 7 Point Road with Belly Wall.
All right, we'll catch y'all later.
Take care.
Love, girl, but your friends got you thinking.